listening to Faith and Film, a joint podcast by the Catholic Communications Network and the Clifton Diocese. I'm joined again by Father Robert King, and we're talking about films, and in particular gospel films, most appropriate for Holy Week and for reflection, of course. We talked about Pasolini's The Gospel According to St. Matthew. Now let's touch upon a more modern film, in fact forward-winding a good 40 years, to Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. Now, you and I were talking, Robert, about this and about how it's a film you watch once in a way, isn't it? And neither of us have seen it since 2004.
Absolutely. You know, as we were chatting before we came on air, I went to see it in the cinema when it first came out. One of my big motivations for going to see it, if I'm honest, was I felt I ought to. A lot of people were talking about it at the time. If you remember, it was a very controversial film, and how it was received as well as how it was made. And I thought, I should be informed about this. I like film, I should go and see this, and people are going to ask questions. And I thought, really, at the end of the day, it's good that people ask questions about the Passion of Christ, you know, the event rather than the film. So I went to see it, and I saw it in a cinema, and goodness me, you know, the whole experience of seeing on the big screen with cinematic sound, you know, was incredible. And we're going to talk a fair bit about the film, but I'd have to say, I don't know how you'd feel, but I was really glad I went to see it. It was a struggle in some ways, but one that was absolutely worth it.
I was glad I went to see it, but primarily for other reasons to begin with, I suppose. I mean, in the lead-up, as you say, it was controversial in its time. We'll talk a bit about the perception and reality of the brutality in this film. But a lot of the pre-release focus was on Gibson himself, wasn't it, and how he might be treating the Jews, how his personal viewpoint might creep into the film, and so on and so forth. But actually, you know, John Paul II said, "It is as it was." Is that something you would agree with?
I think on reflection and balance, probably yes. It's, you know, as you say, Gibson is a larger-than-life character, and certainly, you know, the build-up to it was all about him rather than Christ. And, of course, that's not a good thing. Gibson is incredibly orthodox in his take on his religion, his faith, and that kind of comes across in the film. And he goes at great lengths to show the sacrifice that Christ made for us. You know, there's a great deal of brutality in it, a lot of suffering, a lot of anguish, which is, of course, there in the narrative of the scriptures. But to see it on the screen is really quite a challenge. And a part of me before seeing the film did wonder whether or not Gibson was going to over-sensationalise it for his own end. But I think, you know, on balance, I think, you know, John Paul II was, you know, right to say it is as it was.
We talked about Pasolini's Gospel According to St. Matthew. Obviously, it was in Italian, subtitled. This, though, was in Aramaic and subtitled. So Gibson was careful to get the language right. He was looking to get the clothing, the customs. You know, he's obviously very, very keen for us to go back 2,000 years to actually visualise it and be able to put it into context without, you know, putting our own constructs on it. And that was a strength, wasn't it?
Very much so, very much so. And that's, you know, ultimately what we do when we try and preach or tell the story of Christ. You know, we set it in its historical context, but in such a way that people can make sense of it today. We don't manipulate the story, rather we tell it as it was and then leave people for themselves to work out what's the central truth, you know, what was true then and what remains true today. And I think, you know, as you say, it's a fair point to make that Mel Gibson really did go to great efforts, great lengths and almost extremes to get it right.
And I would go a little further to look at his casting of Jim Caviezel as Jesus Christ. When you think of Robert Powell in Jesus of Nazareth, and the many other actors that have played Christ very well, very sensitively and with great passion. The interesting thing about Jim Caviezel is that I read somewhere, and I can't really verify this, that he doesn't do love scenes out of respect for his wife. He goes to Mass every day. Gibson did provide for Mass every day on set as well. Again, filmed in Italy, I believe. And, you know, the seriousness of which even the actors took their faith clearly had an impact on what we saw on the screen.
Yes, yeah, certainly the film is a work of faith, and that comes across, you know, wholeheartedly. You know, no matter what one's background is, one just could not disagree with the fact that the film is a work of faith.
Was it too brutal for you?
There's a big question, the one I've been trying to avoid. It's certainly very graphic, isn't it? It's not at all stylized in how the violence is portrayed. You know, the hammer is raised and we see the hammer fall. Our eye is not averted by the camera, or at least, you know, it doesn't seem to be. Is it too brutal? Well, that's the big question, isn't it? That's such a subjective issue. You know, we all have different interpretations on what's brutal and what's not. For me, as we said earlier, I'm glad I've seen the film. I really enjoyed it, but I think it was something I just needed to see once. Maybe the time might come for me when I want to see it again. But for me, the film spoke loudly, very, very loudly, seeing it on the big screen. And the violence kind of, you know, drove home that whole sense of sacrifice, you know, in a very clear visual way.
And this was obviously really something for us as the audience to go through. I think Gibson was fairly unapologetic about that. And, you know, I can still visualise even now the crown of thorns being pushed down onto Christ's head, the scourging at the pillar and everything. And I think perhaps rather than ask you whether it was too brutal, I think maybe we should reflect a bit more on whether those scenes were just taken on a little bit too long. I think that could be a fair criticism in certain cases. Not all scenes, but one or two. It's the sort of length of the scene. But then maybe it went on that long. I mean, what can we say?
It's, I guess, you know, a lot of people during Holy Week are going to be gathering on Good Friday to listen to the reading of the Passion. And one question always for readers is, how far should they go to bring the Passion to life when they read it? Should it be a simple narration or should they act? Yeah, it's a pertinent question, really. Do we know the story well enough to allow the images to be formed in our head? Or do we need someone through the giftedness of their voice to really drive it home?
The importance, I suppose, is our reflection on that profound sacrifice for us all. And if you're, with the best will in the world, if you're 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, sitting in front of the Passion of the Christ isn't really the appropriate way to think about Christ's sacrifice. It's very much for a set audience, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And Gibson, when it was distributed at its release, you know, made it very clear, this is a religious film, this is a film about the Passion of Christ that shows it as it was.
Would you applaud Gibson, though? Do you think he's achieved something great with this film and our understanding of Christ's Passion?
I think it was a very brave project to undertake. You know, it's one that he kind of did as a work of faith. He was heavily criticised at the time, saying it was a vanity project. And I think that's a little unfair. He's obviously a man of faith. When it comes to faith, you know, we all have our different take on how it should be expressed. He expressed his faith through that film as he saw fit. And a number of people, a lot of people, have really kind of been deepened in their sense of faith by watching it. I work a lot with students as a university chaplain, and you know, we recently sort of asked the question, you know, what Passion film will you watch for Holy Week? And I was surprised because a number said they really enjoyed The Passion of Christ and they want to watch it again. And I thought, for me, gosh, you know, I'm a film lover, but I'm not sure, as helpful as I found that film when I first watched it, that I'm ready to watch it again.
I've never heard anyone say enjoyed, per se, either about the film.
Yep, well, that was the word used.
So, all in all, we think, yes, good film, very good film in some ways, has its audience, although it applies to all of us. But if you're there in Holy Week thinking about a film you might choose, this isn't a family film, is it, obviously? So this is one perhaps for personal reflection, would you say?
Absolutely. We all have a favourite gospel. We all have a favourite passage of a gospel. So when it comes to Holy Week, we prepare ourselves to celebrate the Paschal mystery of our Lord by making choices. This is a film that you could maybe think about watching, if it's right for you.